back to the Nutramedical Report for the 14th of April. It is Good Friday. And, of course, we have Andrew Shatkin here, who is not only a Christian but an attorney, and it's wonderful to have you here, Andrew. One thing I forgot to ask on the last show we were on, do you have a blog or a website or any other way for people to...
I have a website, Shatkin, S-C-H. By the way, I'm changing a little bit of my business beginning at the beginning of May or April 28th to focus on speaking, writing, and that kind of thing, consultation, speaking and writing.
Excellent. Okay. Right, well, we also should do many more, because I can tell you the number of conversations we've had both on and off air, we need to do more simulcast videos and PowerPoints to get the truth out and ask good, what I call, questions of believers. We should be the leaders of the nation, not the followers. Andrew, how do you spell your last name again for your website?
S-C-H-S-C-H-A-T-K-I-N.
Shatkin. So Shatkin.com?
Is presently my website, but I'll probably be altering it at the beginning of May.
Very good. Okay.
To reflect my present activities and focus.
Okay. Well, we have the dance going on. In fact, the latest thing is they're trying to scrub the news that all 59 Tomahawk missiles hit their target. When we know the news is not, that's not correct. Only 23 did. We continue to hear foolishness that the previous the United Nations investigations found signs that Bashar al-Assad used sarin nerve gas. We need to understand who Bashar al-Assad is. He's an amalgam between Syrian Orthodox Christianity and some version of Islam that was tolerated because of the Muslims in the area. He is not a terrorist. He's not a monster. He's an eye doctor with a British wife. And people need to know none of the studies that have been published by the United Nations independent investigations have proven he ever used sarin nerve gas on his own people. And this latest round, again, if Russia and Iran and Syria had something to hide, why would they ask for UN investigation independently to look at soil and blood samples and to actually investigate the forensics of the site? That just counters logic. So people need to know what's going on in our government is horrendous and it's non-Christian. And I'm a Trump supporter, but I'm telling you.
I could comment more, but I'm not sure I have the kind of knowledge that you have and insight into this particular situation.
Now, the reason why I mention that, and I want a platform to talk about other issues, is because we do this in other shows, and we'll be doing it on the weekend and after the show today. But I want people to realize that if America is going to survive, it needs to repent and become a Christian nation again. How can America become a truly believer nation again? And that means strong borders. Standing against Islam in all its forms because it's dangerous, it's satanic. Bad policies run by the state of Israel by people who are not even proper Hebrews, who are actually globalists like Mr. Netanyahu, who doesn't even have the proper full support of the Mossad. A situation where globalism and Satanism are amalgamated together, and we saw the perfect example when the Hildebeest, who's a card-carrying Satanist, was talking in a debate right up to the moment of delivery doing abortions, when even 93% of abortionists don't do late-term abortion and won't do it, and they are against it. So I don't understand what's going on in our nation, but the left and the nation, and now the schizophrenia of the behavior of Donald Trump disturbs me. I want to see him return. I see a little bit of returning because he realizes if you come in conflict with Russia, you're going to see American cities burn with fire. It's not good.
Well, I have to say this, what I see about Russia in relation to... Russia has always dealt with the presence of Islam within their society in the Far East, Uzbekistan, etc.
Right.
And Putin has been criticized, and I'm not prepared to say what's going on here, but Russian history has, for some 1,500 to 1,600 years, dealt with this situation.
Right.
I mean, the Slavs have been... I'm not saying anything about Uzbekistan, but I can say this much, that Putin reflects in his concern with Islam the historical basis in Russia for this concern.
Yeah, in other words, the Russian concern is a Christian concern. In fact,
yes,
he travels with a senior member of the...
He's allied with the Orthodox Church, and I'm not saying, I'm not commenting, I can say this much, he has been criticized about this. And human rights violations against Islamic groups, but I think he, to a certain extent, realizes the historical basis of this particular situation.
Well, when they try to do United Nations or so-called violations, we're dealing with a vile non-religion called Islam that even Walid Shabbat, who used to be a Palestinian terrorist, says is only 14% religion. And if you actually read the Hadith and the Quran, it's not a religion. It is a geopolitical mind control system.
It is. It's satanic. It's political. And it involves essentially some sort of it maintains its presence in their own countries. And I think most Islamic people, the ones that are here, have left those societies. And they have left because they have found them not tolerable.
But you know what? They did a survey. Oppression. They did a survey of many Americans that are Muslims here, including first and second generation. 51% of Muslims in America support Sharia law if they have a large enough minority. And there may be silent or hidden.
But I don't think they're knowledgeable enough to know, have been in those societies where this is enforced.
Well, of course not. But the thing is, here's the problem. I talked to various contacts, including imams in Houston, and the week after the imams in Houston, and there's a lot of mosques there, so I think the second or third largest city in the United States behind Los Angeles after New York.
Really? The number of mosques?
Houston. Anyway, there's a number of mosques. There are 161 imams were fired because they supported the vetting policy of Donald Trump as a candidate. They were fired because they didn't want extreme Islam coming here. They wanted moderation. They wanted to stop the push towards Sharia law. And the idea, they wanted to get along with Americans and say, hey, I'm an American Muslim, which is good. In fact, our best ally would be Muslims that decide that Sharia law and Hadith, beating your wife with a stick of a certain size, or genital mutilation or honor killings, is not okay.
Well, the issue is, then we have to say, the issue for Muslims in this country, they have left those societies. Correct, Bill?
No, incorrect. They have left those societies. They brought a lot of their baggage, just like... Yeah, they come here with a lot of the baggage, like a lot of the new different factions.
The majority come with those...
They all come with some baggage. They all come with some baggage.
It's possible.
Yeah, in other words, they all come with some baggage. Some of it's little baggage. Some of them are, you know, like doctors, lawyers, engineers, and so on. But remember, Anwar al-Awlaki was born in America, was a top-level engineer, and he was a terrorist. He was actually a very evil, very smart terrorist. So we got to understand that 72% of the mosques in America have been, by independent studies, by their own Muslims, to be radicalizing.
Well, that may be so. The issue is, the only thing that I see, not to be honest with you, Bill, yes, I see, the only thing I see about that community is the women are, I don't know why they do it. Maybe they're told to do it, or they want to do it, or they feel they have to do it. They walk around with those clothes all over themselves.
They're abused, okay?
That's the only indication I have of the enforcement mechanism.
Okay. Let me give you a little background. My grandfather is on his certificate when he came here with his parents from the Mideast. He was listed as Syrian, but he was Lebanese. Maronite Christian, descended directly from the bloodline of Moses, okay? So Maronite Christians in the 11th century, my ancestor was the general that fought against the Muslims in the Shuf Mountains around Beirut. The Christians, like my mother, her family were Syriac Lebanese Christians, they wouldn't tolerate this kind of foolishness put on women. Let me tell you, if any Lebanese Maronite man tried to do the abuse against these women, these men would end up probably being hanged in their bathroom. Okay? Wouldn't happen. These women have been beat down so much it's ridiculous. And for Hillary Clinton to take money from Saudi Arabia and other countries. Now, here's what's going on. Chechnya are blue-eyed Muslims. And they're blowing the people up. For example, in St. Petersburg last week, they killed, I think, 10 people in a subway. And people need to know these are always Sunni Wahhabis. They are not Iranian. People need to understand.
I think the Saudi Arabia, I have the impression that Saudi Arabia is on the march of planting their version of Islam and implanting large numbers of mosques.
Well, people need to understand who the originator. Have you ever heard of a place called Londonistan? Londonistan is London, England. That's where Wahhabism actually was hatched. And it was brought back in the 1920s to Saudi Arabia when they erected and put the King Saud and his family over all the other 17 so-called royal families of Saudi Arabia. So people need to understand who he is. Now, of course, King Saud and his family in the 1820s were crypto Jews that actually converted to Islam in the 1820s and moved from southern Iraq, from Basra, to Saudi Arabia. People need to know these facts, okay? I do, because it's
No, it's true. There is one of the problems in our society today is the lack of historical knowledge.
Right. Now, what's going on? We have a common enemy. And when I saw, for example, Trump did in Afghanistan, I applaud him. Great.
You did?
Yes. I applauded him. I think he should have done a lot more, even. Mm-hmm. But Obama did, and Brennan, and these guys are closet Sunni Muslims, was to leave a wide open door for ISIS, which, by the way, we have documents that, and I know because I have classified as regular access, that we not only admitted, including Bill Clinton admitting by his own mouth, and senior members of his government, and even George Bush, that we supported and paid for and harbored and protected. In fact, 2 weeks ago, we evacuated two ISIS commanders out of Aleppo to the chagrin of not only Bashar al-Assad, but our own army. And we can see the helicopters taking these ISIS fighters out. This is part of what's called, and you can look, search online, it's called McCain's Army. McCain.
I'd like to ask you a question, Bill. I'd like your insights on this.
Right.
As you know, there have been several very serious attacks. You mentioned St. Petersburg, but Stockholm, London, and of course the church in Alexandria, and in, I think it was in Cairo.
Right.
Why does the left silent?
Oh, it's very straightforward. The left is now been totally taken over by globalists and Satanists and pedophiles. And the reason why the pedogate is so important is because people don't see this. And unfortunately, if you're an agnostic, like, for example, Jim Fetcher, who I've argued with, because he's an agnostic, okay? And by the way, he's done. We had a...
First, I ask you, why is it the college students, which protest against Trump as a racist, why don't they protest against the death of these people?
Because they don't think. You got to understand what's going on is we have what's called
a dissension.
No, it's not a matter of not caring. They don't have the capacity to care. You have to understand what's gone on. They have what's had a consciousectomy. Remember how it says in the Bible how they've had their conscience seared? They've had it seared by false education. You have to understand what's going on.
They do not see that these actions, which are very consistent in the world on a worldwide basis, but
they're not capable of the logic.
They should protest against it?
They're not capable of the logic. Let me explain what's going on. When you go to college or high school, whatever, you have to reproduce what the teacher tells you. And if you think beyond the teacher, you're going to get a poor grade. Or if you ask the teacher embarrassing questions.
Mm-hmm.
I remember in medical school and before, going back to the time when I was in grade one, if I raised questions to the teacher, because I was not an average kid, I was not even like a genius level, I was like a scary smart kid. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the kind of scary smart person with a backbone right from the moment I was born. 6 months age, my first word wasn't mama or daddy, it was the word no.
Mm-hmm.
No. And that's why I don't take off anybody. But I'm a Christian. I'll die for you, literally. I will defend the truth, and I'm a servant of the Most High God, and I'm a warrior for the truth with my sword drawn like a Joshua Christian, which is more like ancient Hebrew, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what I want to say to people, and believe me, I have screwed up, but God has tempered my spine and made me humble. Even though people think I'm arrogant, no, I'm humble in the Lord. And I want people to understand that what's going on is a preparation for the end times. Right now what's going on is the globalists and the leftists have allied, and the Satanists and the pedophiles have allied to create a global new world order and then vastly reduce the world population and enslave the rest with the mark of the beast. If they don't think it's coming, and believe me, I've presented tons of information. I traveled to 42 cities and Israel in 1999 with the information about literally a tiny fraction was released by Vault 7. It's called Iridium Mark of the Beast. And I have presidential level security clearance, was the exit examiner for a mirror building, took care of the first kid shot in Columbine, worked and took care of all of the high-tech first, what's called Tier 1 science projects involved with U.S. Space Command, Strategic Defense, Star Wars, even Lucent technology for the targeting of our Tomahawk missiles. I know everything, and I have a photographic memory. Okay? So I'm a scary guy. People say, well, why are you still alive? I say, well, they're probably worried that what's worse than Julian Assange, which he gets his information secondhand, they think I'm going to jump a vault. 2 days ago when I was doing a video with Jim Fetcher, they remotely shut off my computer, and I have a custom-built supercomputer. I have an MD Athlon 1800 chip, many, many terabytes of solid-state drive, everything you can imagine for protection, backup power, everything, and they shut the damn thing off right in the middle of me doing a simulcast video. Twice, not once. So I want people to understand what's going on here. is that America is duality. It is both a daughter of Zion, meaning it can become a Christian mm-hmm. nation, and a source of evangelism. Mm-hmm. And it needs mm-hmm. to repent now. God literally has a sense of humor. He allowed our mm-hmm. president and vice president to have the name Trumpets. I call it the Trumpets of God. I think God is saying, now this man is becoming a Christian if the fire of the presidency and the prayers of the mm-hmm. people make him repent. Mm-hmm. This action last week, at the cries of his daughter and the calls by H.R. McMaster and Michael Petraeus behind the scenes, was stupid, dangerous, and shows he's a novice. But we can pray for him. We can pray for him. And we have to pray for him because if we don't, let me finish, if we don't have prayers for our president, America will turn to become the most evil nation in the history of the world. And we need to realize that. Please continue.
This is what I want to ask you and get your thoughts on. Why? It's quite clear that the left, whether in European countries, Angela Merkel, or here, or in Scandinavia, they cannot deal with Islamic terrorists causing people's death. They don't want to deal with it. When it happens,
let me give some background information, okay? I took care of NSA, special op. I was a doctor for Delta and Delta Force, okay? So, do you think the Germans didn't have complete data on every one of these terrorist breakdowns, the name, address, and GPS coordinates? Of course they did. They didn't act. This guy that it causes this terrible terrorism up in Germany, he had actually come from Tunisia several years before. He actually burned down the facility that was storing him in Italy as they were waiting to get processed. Then, after he had so many terrorist activities in Italy, they were going to deport him back to Tunisia, and their documents were too slow. He hopped a train and went to Germany, and then started recruiting people. And the Germans were watching him for over 2 years. Just like the Tsanarov brothers from Chechnya. They knew these guys were there. This is all staged, managed, and monitored, and massaged by the CIA and the FBI and the intel agencies, including GCHQ and the German intelligence, etc. They want terrorism. They want chaos, because eventually they want people to say, the only way we can make you safe is if we give you metadata and a mark of the beast. We track you down to one geolocation thing with either a chip in you or in your cell phone and make it mandatory you have Velcro. So the cell phone has to be attached to a body part. I mean, people think it's just nuts, but it's not. This is a facts. Ugly facts.
Well, let me ask you this. The left must know, and the federal judges that blocked the president's travel ban, they must absolutely know that letting in these people without vetting and proper safeguards will cause the deaths of people. They must know it.
Yeah, well, here's something that Trump did wrong.
Well,
of course they do, but they don't care, okay? You have to understand.
Why don't they care? That's the issue.
There's three reasons. It's been quoted by various experts, and I've been in contact with them, that up to 72% of corporate, federal, and state politicians in almost every country on earth are involved with Satanism or pedophilia, or a combination thereof. A lot, okay? Mm-hmm. And so there's three things that happen. The first one is they're compromised, and the main operation is run by the Mossad and CIA. Number two, their conscience is seared, like it says in the Bible, so they don't have any concerns of what it's going to do to other people, or even a common sense nature of what it can do to them. And the third thing is they think they're getting what's called ectoplasmic satanic power by doing these things because they're literally acting, in a sense, as a proxy for wizards. People need to understand that if you look at modern Talmudic Judaism, and I remember about 25 years ago, I wanted to get trained to learn accurately how to speak and write and so in Hebrew. So mm-hmm. I was going to pay pretty well anything mm-hmm. for this very bright young graduate from an 8-year yeshiva in New York City.
Right.
And he had moved to Denver, Colorado, mm-hmm. and he said, well, Dr. Deagle, because you're a blood descendant of Moshe, I'm going to tell you the truth. We are wizards and warlocks. We summon demons. We make incantations. We're no different than Saruman the Magnificent of the Trilogy of the Rings. I said, oh, my God. So he said, we're not, like you think, Christians, okay? Judeo-Christianity, because modern Judaism is completely and utterly satanic. I just got a notice this morning that my friend Tex Mar's book, about the Book of the Serpent, who's called it in fact, let me read this to you. I just got the headline this morning. Tex Mar's book comment called The Holy Serpent of the Jews Reveals Too Much. That was banned by Amazon just this last week. Now, the reason is everything he has is based on pictures, facts, and documents. I don't know anybody. This guy is a Air Force technical expert writing technical books. He's got all kinds of patents and so on. This guy is a scientist and technician. He never states anything without it being based on facts that can be proved in a court of law. So the fact is, we have a satanic group, and unfortunately, even the president's son-in-law is a Talmudic Jew. You have to understand, he can be manipulated by some very bad people. Even if he himself doesn't have a bad personality, he can be manipulated, because Talmudic Judaism and modern Islam and modern Catholicism is all satanic.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Thomas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Do you believe, let me ask you this, that the travel ban will be... First of all, I know it's legal. I'm a lawyer.
Listen, you're a lawyer. You know it's legal. You know what? Here's what they did wrong. I'm like half a lawyer. I've taken courses at Stony Brook in New York, ACOM, and so on. But I'm going to tell you what. This is really simple. This three-step plan. They should never have set up a stupid three-month ban of any of these nations. They should have set up immediate vetting and never go before the courts. June 1, which is 6 weeks now.
Just vetting. Just extreme vetting.
In fact, we had Bill Warner on, a former professor from Tennessee State University, and he had 92 questions for Muslims, and I would make questions for other people, like Russian Mafia, Colombia, MS-13, whatever. And these questions, and then I would add to that metadata from their travel plans, their Facebook, Twitter, their bank accounts, everything that might have something to do, including where they've been for the last number of years.
I'll say this for President Trump. He's instituted some really, really effective vetting procedures.
And you know what those vetting procedures are? To the point, and I repeat it. Let me finish. Every point that he's doing is exactly to the scintilla and comma and period and colon exactly what I've said over the last few months. He and his people are listening, and I know they're listening to this program because he's doing exactly. And I said, look, stop messing with this idea of putting a travel ban. Yes, none of these people can be properly checked at their site, but guess what?
They're going to lie. First of all, they're going to lie, aren't they?
Yeah, not only that, they're going to have a Facebook, Twitter, they're going to have a bank account, credit card, they're going to have some history, travel plans, they're even going to have genetics. In fact, my son,
Matthew, as Christians?
No, it wouldn't matter. But it doesn't matter what you pose as. If we fat track your Facebook, Twitter, and Facebook, and your bank accounts and your credit cards, did you know the NSA, this is the no such agency, tracks, and since the early 1980s, every phone, fax, and email in every language on Earth with artificial intelligence. There's nothing anybody says on Earth, including, believe it or not, you know the phone system in China's 3Com is owned by NSA? Do you know what? Nobody in China is speaking whatever language or dialect of Chinese they're speaking. We don't know everything they do. There's nobody that escapes the eyes, the omniscient eyes of the NSA, period. So if we want to know what these people are doing, and the main problem is make sure that data gets to local police, FBI, whatever, even the churches. Even going back to the imams and the churches saying, hey, do you know you got three guys in your local mosque that are like, oh, my God, these are guys who are going to try to recruit your young guys to become terrorists? So we need to get back to the imams and say, hey, we FBI know that we transferred this data to you. Now, what are you going to do about it? And we want to talk to you in a month. So this problem would stop tomorrow. So I totally am so happy that Trump actually followed right to the scintilla and exactly what my...
They say he's doing some real checking at embassies.
Oh, no, he's doing everything exactly right now. But June 1st, guess what? Just overtly, on June 1st, the entire vetting happens to every country on Earth, not just the Mideast, every country. So all this hoo-ha that the crazy media, like, you know, Rachel Maddow, probably a tranny, these other maniacs, it's going to be over. Okay? It's over. And as far as the idea of him kissing butt to the Russians... The Russians are just reasonable people. Do you know he travels with a Russian Orthodox Church senior leader of the church?
Yes.
And they consider this is Putin. He never goes anywhere except he has a Russian Orthodox Church leader with him.
He's very connected to the Orthodox Church there in Russia. He is, very much.
Right, right. Not only that, they consider him literally in Russia a saint, a living, walking saint.
Yes, I know that. They do.
They consider him like Saint Peter. In Russia, they don't consider him like, oh man, he's a terrorist. He's going to kill us and our relatives. No. He even had last year he instituted a thing called National Fertility Day, so day off paid by the Russian government to go and make babies.
Well, do you believe that Putin is reasonably scared of his borders with these Islamic areas in the east?
Of course he is. These people will do anything, and if they have nukes or sarin nerve gas with short range missiles or anything, man. People have no idea how dangerous it is for the Russian citizens now in St. Petersburg and elsewhere.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Dr. Bill.
Dr. Deagle.
And welcome back. We have Thomas in San Francisco. You have something to say, Thomas?
Well, yes. My roommate is like doing a documentary on spinal cord injury, and I told her, I said, "Oh, you have to talk to Dr. Deagle about that."
Okay, now.
And could you give me? And I was trying to go to your website and like. Get the protocols for that.
I have his email. By the way, whenever somebody emails me, it's a Christian, Hebrew Christian ministry. I call myself a Hebrew Christian because I'm not a modern Judeo-Christian, which is Talmudic Judaism. I'm an ancient Hebrew believer in Yeshua HaMashiach. And I'm going to have on the show on Monday Craig Wynn, who's a real Hebrew Christian, which means we believe in the real Jesus, the real ancient Hebrews, the real tribes of Yeshua, and the real tribes of Ephraim before they fell from grace from the Most High. So, firstly, I want to give you a quickie on this. Number one, I know how to regenerate spinal cords. Now you might think, well, no, I can't do that, Dr. Deagle. Yes, I do, actually. And I'll tell you, and some of the steps we don't have yet, but if your person contacts me, we use the olfactory bulb, which we get through the cribriform plate in the nose. We use stem cell cells that have been modified in a stem cell lab, and I know where the labs are in Europe and elsewhere. And we use our surgical form of my mountain red velvet as a template to regrow the spinal cord with the olfactory nerve bulbs, which is the only part of your ancient nervous system that will actually regenerate and reconnect spinal cord. Isn't that interesting? And I tell people on the air, if you present me with any area of human endeavor, medicine, scientific, etc., in any area, metallurgy, military forces, finances, I will provide you an instant and immediate answer or a framework to find the answer on the air live. And the reason is, I only know 8 to 10% of it.
You're a genius.
No, I'm not a genius. You got to understand this. I'm smarter than the average rock in the bucket. 92% of the time, the Most High God literally speaks to my ear or inspires me on the spot to provide the answer like my ancestor Moshe. So they have to understand when I provide an answer like this to you about the spinal cord, it's supernatural. It's not just natural, like, oh, he's so smart, he's like, you know, a Goethe or an Einstein or Maxwell. No, you have to understand, I am way smarter than the average human, but God is infinite. I am not infinite, but when my soul and the spirit of the Most High are fused, he gives me knowledge, which I need to provide to the people, because we are in a desperate time. We are in a desperate time. We deal with false, fake media, false news. Most of the public churches, unfortunately, have got either apostasy or lies or a number of pastors. We have right now the push by the Pope to bring Chrislam, to bring apostate Christianity with apostate Islam, with apostate Protestantism, and mix it with Gaia worship and God knows what. I mean, even the Pope has said you can't have a personal relation with the Most High God. And if you have a relation with the Most High God, you don't need religion. You don't need religion.
Oh, Screw the Pope.
Right. But people need to understand that's part of the reason why we have doctors. The ancient Kohens were the doctors, because if you didn't serve God first, you could be called in one of the 24 family cycle. They tied a rope to your right leg when you went in to say the acapella in the Hebrew tongue on Yom Kippur to pour the blood over the altars of the Ark of the Covenant. And if the acapella stopped, they hauled your dead carcass out because God killed you on the spot for being unrighteous when you entered the Holy of Holies. People that are non-Hebrew don't know this. God didn't mess around with unrighteous people coming into his Holy of Holies. And the Hebrew people knew this, that if you were not righteous, you could not also touch his people. So we have unrighteous doctors that are pushing big pharma, and I've changed it from PHARMA to FARMA, pharma, to farm the population of Earth with toxic drugs, polypharmacy, unnecessary procedures, proton and x-ray therapy, all kinds of horrendous things that are disgusting. Disgusting.
You're
and
so
I can tell
awesome.
You, You're well, so God is awesome. No, don't thank me. Thank God.
You already answered 1,000 questions with one. I only had one question.
Go ahead.
And you just went, and you answered 1,000 questions. But in any case, I really would like to get in contact with you personally. And
all you have to do is leave a phone number. I provide help to doctors.
I will buy all your products. Look,
You don't have to buy all, you just have to buy what you need. Don't go crazy. In fact, when people get a QRMA or if I tell them to do functional medicine testing, I don't want you to buy all my products. I don't want you to buy within your budget what you need, and the rest will pray. If you can only buy 4 products and I want to give you 10, God will make up the 6 supernatural intervention.
I know what I want to get right. Hey, do it. I like the Neutrodyne already. It's awesome. The Neutrodyne is awesome.
Yeah, God gave that to me supernaturally. He gave that, and he also gave me the formula for NutriSilver, which I designed.
You said that like that works on a spider bite. Does it work on black widows too?
All known pathogens and toxins, including radiotoxins from Fukushima. I want to get back to our guest. I appreciate it. Why don't you call in during one of our wellness shows, hours, which would be like the third hour on Monday? Let's get back to our guest.
Okay, great. So awesome, Dr. Bill.
Well, God is awesome. You see, I was a 10th level maggot. Believe me, if God hadn't raised me up, I would have been worse than Darth Vader or the Emperor Palpatine. I have skill sets that if I turned to the dark side, the whole world would shake in fear. And I'm not exaggerating when I say that. I was going to into plasma nuclear physics from grade 11 as I got a special scholarship. I already read people with a bachelor, honors, or master's degree, and I was just grade 11 because I taught myself quantum
mechanics. I could be a bad boy myself.
No, I wouldn't be just bad. I would be scary bad to the level where my God, if it wasn't for the fact that my God saved me, a 10th level maggot, from screwing up after I'd already gone to heaven, let me tell you, the whole world would be in dire straits. And it's for the sake for the grace
I
of the Most High. For the
I
sake of the
you,
grace
Dr.
of the Most
High.
Yeah. Yeah, anyway, the most important thing you can come from my show is learn 2 things. Number 1, God is with us. Number 2, ask better questions. Because God is with us.
The thing is, Dr. Bill is awesome, and he knows more than most doctors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, let's get back to Andrew. And listen, by the way, Andrew and I, our spirits, as we've been talking on and off air, are literally marching beside the Most High Jesus right on the beach.
Well, that's
we are one as an army. So, Andrew,
let me
please
ask
continue.
You, Bill, you know what I hear young
awesome.
People say, and many people say who have been sort of told this, all religions are the same. I
no.
hear that. Too.
No.
I hear
no.
that.
No, there's only one. By the way, all you know what I call religion? Real lies going on. Now, if you happen to get to a collective of believers together, it's not a religion. It's a bunch of co-believers. The word church itself is an ancient pagan name for those who worship the gods and goddesses that are the fallen angels, etc.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact is, what we should be saying is we have, like, church, like the early church was basically host churches, were places where co-believers that had a relationship with Yeshua and with the Most High God were indwelt mm-hmm. by the Spirit. So when they laid on hands, they healed, because it wasn't them that healed. It was God that healed through them, because they were bought by the blood. I remember when I spoke at the church in Des Moines, Iowa, and at the end of my mm-hmm. 5.5-hour talk, because I do marathon talks, mm-hmm. in 42 cities, a big guy came up, 6'6", and he had a big red lumberjack jacket, and he had a high voice, and he was saying, "Please pray for me." And I said, "Okay." And all of a sudden, it was a chorus of really deep voices, like, no, triple baritone bass. And they were saying curse words and everything, and the men jumped on him and pinned him to the ground. He was trying to bite them and spit and everything. And I was surrounded by about 30 people asking quick questions. And so they said, "Get over here, Deagle. We don't know what to do." And I said to God, "I don't know what to do either." And God spoke, because he does speak to me audibly. He says, "I know, Deagle. You don't have a clue." Okay, so I'm a knucklehead. You have to understand that. So when people think I'm so smart, he told me when he gave me the book, Clay and Iron on the Concrete, 30 years ago, he said, "Now, when they think you're so smart, tell them you didn't even know where the book of Isaiah was. You heard and you dictated, and I dictated and you wrote. You didn't even understand what Clay and Iron was," which is the name of my ministry, Clay and Iron, which is to deal with the clay being human flesh and iron being the transdimensional spirits that are ruling our world. And I want to tell you, this guy, I put my hands on the side of his head because I worked in trauma and emergency room, and I decided he was going to bite a finger off. And I said, after a few minutes of praying, this guy's writhing around. He's strong as hell. I was like, "Oh, man, I'm not going to be able to do this much longer." I was sweating. And I said, "God, I don't know what to do. What do we do next?" He said, "Tell him who he is in my kingdom, and it'll leave." So I did. I said, "Lord," and I asked God, "Tell me the words." And I said, "You will lay on hands and they'll be healed. You will speak the truth and they will be released from demonic powers." And I said all these things. And then all of a sudden, "Shall you test us out before the appointed time?" A chorus of voices. Oh my God, it's like, is this the Bible? What the heck's going on here? I had no idea this was going to happen. And I kept on speaking. He says, "You're an evil man, Dr. Deagle." And God says, "I agree with him, but you're covered by the blood. And you have the signet ring of the Most High God. And you have the authority of the Eternal One." So I kept on praying, and all of a sudden, this big burst of light, and he's in a stadium. He starts doing cartwheels all over the stadium and crying out and thanking Jesus that he saved. And the people are looking around, and the guy that drove me all around Des Moines says, "He said you're an evil man. They said you're an evil man." I said, "Everyone's an evil man. If you're not constantly, literally every moment of the day, saved by the Most High, and there's no such thing as unsaved, always saved. If you're not constantly having a relationship with God, being in heaven today, an intersection of the eternal and the temporal, you are not. You are not God's." That's why God even said to Peter, "This night you shall deny me 3 times. And Peter was his favorite among the men. Of course, his favorite among the women was probably Mary, right? Or Mary Magdalene.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
So what you have to understand is, without the constant prayer life with God, you are not capable of anything but evil. Even people that do things that look good. I want them to understand that. And if you think you're a good doctor, lawyer, whatever you are, unless you're constantly asking God's opinion in the Bible, reading, praying, asking humbly what God's like, the straight gate, you know, as the camels had to crawl through the straight gate,
mm-hmm.
what's your opinion?
Mm-hmm.
You're not capable of doing good unless you check with God first.
Mm-hmm.
Not. And I want people to know that even healing.
Mm-hmm.
People say, "Well, how do you do all these things, Deagle?" I said, "I don't do them. But my soul and the soul of the Spirit of the Most High and countless millions are getting
mm-hmm.
prepared to become the bride. We are literally,
mm-hmm.
collectively, the female counterpart to God,
mm-hmm.
the bride, and God is getting his bride ready." That's what he's doing
mm-hmm.
in the show right now. He's saying, "Bride, get
mm-hmm.
your clothes ready, get yourself
mm-hmm.
cleaned up, change your attitude,
mm-hmm.
realize
mm-hmm.
I'm coming, because it's going to happen real soon." When you see these things happening in Syrah, and they talk about the prophecies against Damascus, if you don't think things are going to happen, you're delusional. And if you're not
a
Christian,
question, Bill? One question. I ask you, you're a very bright guy. I'd like to know you. When people say that all religions are the same and it's the same God, do they realize that Hinduism, and you would know this historically, I have nothing against Hindu people, let me make this clear, is Indo-European polytheism.
Right.
Is a polytheistic thousands of gods, correct?
Right.
So why would they say they are the same as the revealed God in Christ? Why is that?
Well, I'll give you a very simple reason for it. There's many titles to Shatan or Satan in ancient Hebrew. The best title I would modern Greek for Satan is King Kronos, the Time Master.
By the way, aren't those Hindu gods the same as the Greek and Roman polytheistic
system? Yeah, with different names, because they're real beings.
Yeah, they are.
Okay?
It's old. It's ancient. It's backwards.
It's very ancient. Now, the point you have to understand is all of these beings exist in what's called a second heaven, where there is, quote, some element of change, i.e. time, even though it's astral time. And we live in what's called the lower realm, the realm of the Lake of the Fire, right, which is entropy.
Mm.
So what Satan is he's the master of the prince of the power of the air. He is the time master. And God does not exist in time. If you go to heaven, which I did, the first thing Yeshua told me face to face is that you are in the eternal now. There is no past or future. To God, everything is now. And where you are, there nothing evil can come here because what you think is. And everything is empathic. In other words, you don't have to talk. It just exists. So what you have to understand is that when God brings the New Jerusalem back to earth, he's literally intersecting the eternal. And when he heals and he says your sins are forgiven and your cancer and your liver goes away, it's because he intersects the eternal with the temporal. And that's what he's going to do when he brings
the
New Jerusalem.
Do you believe the Hindus that come here embrace that polytheism?
Hindus embrace polytheism? Polytheism.
No, the Hindus that come here, the Indians.
Right.
I love them. They're great people. Do you think they embrace that polytheistic system?
I think like most people in most religions, they don't really understand. It's a substitute. It's basically trying to tamp down their fear of what's next after death.
Or it's some kind of tradition, maybe. They don't give it much thought.
Yeah, it's a combination. It's like we mentioned about university students. They don't have brain damage. They have blame damage. They're not capable of doing anything to deal with their cognitive dissonance because it's been beaten into them. That's why we don't see new medical discoveries. That's why we don't see new geopolitical discoveries. That's why we don't see a return even ancient wisdom like in the ancient rules of how the kingdom of Israel was run before they fell. We don't see it. For example, when people talk about entitlements, you know, how we have entitlements for health care, the Cohens were the doctors, and they were paid the tithe, not the church. The church takes the tithe. If the church needs 70% of the money from a billionaire, God will inspire that billionaire to say, you know what, 70% of your wealth needs to go to this church for this action. And it's not 10%. And God doesn't want 10% of you either. He wants 100%.
Have you heard of Rabbi Zachariah?
Yeah.
He's very good. He's got a radio show, and he deals with non-Christian religions and defends the exclusive character of Christian belief. And it is exclusive, though.
I think I've had Rabbi on many years ago.
Jesus Christ, I'm sorry. He is. We are told definitively that he is the ultimate revelation of God, and that's how we will know God through Christ.
Right, and you know the reason why that is? He's the only one who has what his name means, Emmanuel, mean 100% God knowledge, which means he coexisted with the Eternal One before the foundation of the world. Okay, now, here's the interesting thing you need to know. When you become a believer, not when you die, you also coexist with God because a portion of you is fused with the Spirit of the Most High, therefore you become an eternal one. So when you become a believer, you coexisted before the foundation of eternity of the world and forever after that because a portion of you is God. And that's only because you are fused. Your soul is fused to the Spirit of the Most High. You are no longer your own. You're bought. You're just like the slave that has the awl stuck in the side of the ear at the door jamb to say, you're now bought by the blood. You're not capable of evil when you go to heaven. You're not capable of unforgiveness. In fact, if your spirit lives in the eternal, you can't have plans for the future for yourself, and you can't have hatred for the past, including yourself or those others, and you can't have generational curses or evil intentions in your heart because you live in the eternal, which is now. There's no past or future to the soul.
So you think that most people within their religious system or tradition, frankly, you're really saying they don't give much thought to it.
They have no thought to it. They don't even, they're not capable of it because you know why? They're led by false pastors who are not having a prophetic or apostolic word like the initial apostles.
Right.
The pastors, for example, have asked me, and you know, how many churches do you think with millions of audience that I have even every week have asked me to come speak at their church even by video?
Mm.
None. Since 2000. That's 17 years and a few months. And you know the reason why? They're terrified of Deagle. Not because I'm so smart, because I'm smarter than the average doctor, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Not because I've gone to a special training like a yeshiva or a seminary or whatever it is. No, they're terrified that I might have a prophetic or apostolic word that will mean that they're in apostasy. Their false spirit inside them knows they want to cling to their false religion because it gives them control over their audience and their people. And unfortunately, this is a philosophy I see in both medicine, law, and otherwhere. If I can get enough people convinced to believe what I tell them, I'll believe it too. Isn't that gross? And you see the professors on the left at these universities, if I can convince 10,000 students over 20 years to believe what I tell them to get their degrees, I'll believe it too. Terrible, isn't it?
It is.
But that is the truth. And the truth will set you free. And believe me, I use the truth. My name in Hebrew is Keeper of the Way, Slayer of the Dragons. And the first is the ego. The second is false religion.
My last word, I don't know if the show is closing.
No, we're not done. We got another segment. Another segment.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
So, Andrew, I want you to make your statement now because I want people to understand when I get going like I did the other day with Jim Fetcher. And by the way, Jim was really ticked off at me, but he has to understand I'm driven by three things. Number one, I'm driven by the Spirit of God. I have to say what I have to say, and I have to pontificate when it's important to get to the root of the people. I have so many days, weeks, months, and years before I go home to be with the Lord. And number two, I have things to say that people need to know is the truth, and I do not suffer fools. That's why people like yourself, who's not a fool, gets to be on my program, because your spirit and my spirit speak the same tongue, which is the tongue of Yeshua HaMashiach, the Father in the flesh. He is Jesus, who died for us. And it's his blood that covers me and protected me while I came back to earth so I wouldn't be annihilated. And, you know, I want people to understand and get the and realize how desperately late the hour is. If he didn't hold back the winds of destruction, this weekend may be the last weekend mankind has on earth. Do they not get that? Please continue. If it wasn't for Yeshua, if it wasn't for the God holding back the winds of destruction, this might be mankind's last weekend. But God will hold it back until the time of tribulation so we can gather into him his bride ready for the bridegroom. That's going to happen. Thank God.
Well, hopefully, though, we will all be raised up, transformed, and taken to be with Christ.
We are raised up the moment we accept Jesus as the Lord of our life.
That's right.
We don't need to wait until our bodies are resurrected and we don't have a sore knee or back. God will raise us up, and he'll heal us, by the way, when he intersects the pure spiritual, and he's shown me new ways of healing people, not only physically, but spiritually. But I want people to understand, God is with us, even though North Korea is planning on either nuking us or knocking an EMP, that Russia, thank God, is de-escalating. Thank God he's a Christian, a Russian Orthodox. Thank God Bashar al-Assad is an eye doctor with a British wife, and that they're calling for an international commission. Thank God our news media are going to be proven to be total fools and liars. And if the population has any brains whatsoever, they won't get off the Trump train. And they need to pray for this president because obviously he's got a touch of Asperger syndrome. He responded to his daughter crying about these dying children and his son-in-law, who's a Talmudic Jew. He needs to tell him to do your aspect of business
What's
and shut up.
What's that son-in-law's name? Jared or something?
Jared Kushner.
Yeah.
Now, yeah.
So it was an outrage. Oh, it was funny when they kept labeling Trump, President Trump, as anti-Semitic. As we said, he had Jewish people in his family.
First off, how can I be anti-Semitic either? I've got Jewish, right. Syrian, and Lebanese, Maronite Christian ancestry.
Yeah. Well, as I say, he has family members who are Jewish. Trump, doesn't he?
Exactly. Two of his children are married to Jews, and he has grandchildren that are Jews.
So, I mean, also, they said this thing against him, against being a woman. That was a complete slander.
Don't be confused by the facts. They believe in the old Russian saying, if you throw enough mud against the wall, something's going to stick.
Something's going to stick is right.
Yeah, so when you see people like Rachel Maddow, I think at night she dreams that she's got peg-like teeth like a shark and she's got it in the back of the neck of Donald Trump. I mean, the woman is psychotically, satanically crazy. And it doesn't matter about the facts. They figure if they repeat the facts enough time. I saw one this morning, Jillian was her first name. I'm not going to remember her last name on Fox. And she was shaking her head. I am just so disgusted that he dared to say that he didn't do these terrorist activity. And she knows nothing. She knows no toxicology, has no facts on the ground. And you think the Russians and Assad and Iran would want to have an independent commission look at the soil and blood samples to determine if there's sarin in these victims? No. No. You think that Assad, an eye doctor, recruited because his older brother was an alcoholic and couldn't become president of Syria, that he wants to be doing this? No. And by the way, the Jews sit at the table along with Christians, along with Syrian, Shiite, and Sunni, because it's a nation that's secular. In other words, it doesn't say, hey, you can't be a Jew in Syria.
Right.
You need to understand this, people out there. So when you hear that he's a, quote, monster, I want to slap you. I'm sick and tired of hearing stuff like that about Bashar al-Assad. I don't want to hear it. He's at war. You don't think he's going to kill people? Of course. They're trying to kill him, so if hundreds of thousands of these terrorists supported by McCain's army, and we have, Bill Clinton has actually made the public statements and audio, and you can't find the clips anymore, they're all gone. Clinton has said, and so has George Bush, we have to fund these guys to fight Bashar al-Assad because the PNAC documents, six of the seven nations, we have to take out, including Iran, and believe me, you take out Iran, and they'll take out America. Our nation will be turned to...
Yeah. Do you believe that ultimately, at the present time, the Muslim culture is hostile to the West, Christianity, and Jews?
Yeah, it is. It's hostile to anything but themselves. Right. And they're hostile to each other. I mean, that's why the Sunni and Shiite are at each other's throats as much as against Christians. They're crazies.
Do you think they are ever going to stop in terms of this agenda of oppression and conquest?
When they bleed out and they stop breathing.